Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on that Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And you hear that music, you know it's this time of the week. We go to our 102.5 of the Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Preds TV analyst, former Preds goaltender, Chris Mason, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. C. Mace, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Doing good. I thought last time though, you guys promised me you're going to play Vanilla Ice for me. So I'm a little thrown off right now.
I know, Ryan Porth, the Vanilla Ice. We've got to bring it back for C. Mace next time.
That's my bad,
C. Mace.
Especially with the weather,
C. Mace. What about? Well, I was just going to say, what about MC Snow and Former? I mean, Canadian rapper. Come on, right? I think that would have been perfect.
Yeah, that could have been next level right there. Love it.
It absolutely could have been. Well, C-Mace, obviously things did not go as scheduled last night. The Predators game against Dallas got postponed. They're scheduled to play Dallas tonight at 7:30. We'll see whether or not the Predators and Stars are able to play tonight. But aside from that, you know, looking back over last week against Tampa Bay and Detroit, and specifically Saturday night against Detroit, another example of a slow start to the game offensively. And C-Mace, as you know, that's been a consistent theme with this group this year. They just haven't been able to get going very early offensively in games. As a former player in the locker room, when you've got an issue like that that continues to creep up in your game, and obviously you've had conversations about it and you've talked about it and it's still going poorly for you, number one, how frustrating is that? And number two, how do you work to overcome that in the locker room?
Like, honestly, the biggest thing, because last game, I think we've all, you know, anybody that covers the team is frustrated right now, because every time they, you know, they take a step or two forward, like in the first Detroit game, I thought they played really well. I thought they're, you know, wasn't perfect or anything like that, but I thought they were kind of getting back to, you know, what they tell us they want their game to be and what this team, you know, look at the roster, and this is a roster, especially with, you know, Johansson, Ekholm, and even when those guys are back, that I think they have to play a certain way to win. And, you know, that second game against Detroit is so frustrating because, You know your opponent, so yeah, it's Detroit, it's not Tampa Bay, but what they're going to do is they're just going to sit back, they're going to wait for you in the neutral zone, they're going to, you know, let you, you know, if you get in the zone, they're going to be a little bit more passive, but, you know, they're going to have numbers back. So in order to attack that type of system, you have to play the way that they say they want to play, which is, you know, close support, get the pucks in deep, get in on the forecheck, and then and win battles, right? So it was frustrating to me because they did that in the first game against Detroit. You know, they had their troubles, but they eventually broke it down and they won the game. And I thought they're the better team, in that hockey game. And the second game, they couldn't get anything going the first two periods. So that was really, frustrating. I'm sure you guys felt the same about that. And I think there's just, you know, points at the start of the hockey game where I feel like they're waiting to see like, okay, what kind of game is this going to be? You know, is it going to be open? Is it going to be, you know, what kind of hockey game? And by the time you do that, you don't establish your game. The other team gets to establish theirs. So I think that they have to be completely focused on what they're doing and what their game plan is. And this might sound a little weird or whatever, but like, don't think too much. You know what your identity is and what you want it to be. Go out there. It's not a difficult concept to play the way they want to play. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a commitment from the start of the game. But, you know, the game against Detroit, they had, I don't know how many shots, you guys might know, maybe 10 after two periods, but they had 30 shot attempts. So there's just too much hesitation. When they get in the zone, they're waiting, should I pass? Okay, I'll shoot. It gets blocked or it misses the net. And it's just not establishing your game. It's kind of wait and seeing, and you're hesitating. You're just not establishing what you want to do in terms of executing your game plan. So I just think they have to just, you know what, just, guys, at the end of the day, all we can do is go out there, work as hard as we can, be smart about it, and stick to what we want to be. Don't get away from it. Don't try to be, you know, something you're not, and all of a sudden you're looking for these cross-ice pretty plays when they're not there, obviously, against a team like Detroit or Dallas. Dallas plays exactly the same way, except they, you know, they've got a lot more talented roster. So I just think you have to go back to the basics and just work, and just right from the beginning. You kind of have to be like, a little bit, your pride's on the line. You know, you want to be proud of your team. At the end of the day, if you go out there and you work your butt off for 60 minutes and you lose a hockey game, I think, you know, for me as a player, when I played, you know, at least you can look in the mirror and be happy with your effort. And, you know, fans appreciate that. You guys, we all know that. If they go out and work hard and they get beat, hey, you know, we'll strap up and do it again in 2 days. But if you don't, and it's kind of like feels like it did last game, it's not a good feeling. So I just say, just go out there and play and, you know, work as hard as you can and see what happens until you get it right. And I think at the end of the day, that's all you can do.
Yeah, and C-Mates, you know, I think you've said, you know, similar things on the air at times, maybe just, you know, I guess maybe simplifying things a little bit and not, like you just mentioned, you know, trying to be pretty or perfect. I mean, we've talked about that before with this team. I also think people jump too quickly to the effort thing. I mean, if you go out there and you just throw your stick out there, you're going to get smashed in the boards and you're going to, right? I mean, it's not like these guys aren't trying or don't want it, but I guess my question is, Is it if you simplify it, then you can execute better and that leads to better effort? Or like, what do you think is the first step?
The first step, because they're working hard, but like you got to work smart. So you have to work within your system and you have to work together. So what I mean by that is you can't have, you know, one guy or two guys on the 5-man unit checking forward and try to, you know, catch a guy and then go back the other way, you know, on an odd man rush or whatever, taking a 50-50 chance. You have to commit to what your game plan is. So I feel like the Predators, they have to be willing to, right from the start of the game, say, hey, you know what? This may not be pretty, but this is our team right now. We're going to try to win this game 1-0 or 2-1. We're not going to give you anything. The Preds give up a lot of odd man rushes, and they give up a lot of those chances because other teams will play that way against them, and they'll get their opportunities off of transition. So they'll turn pucks over in the neutral zone, you know, if the Preds are trying to, you know, make long stretch plays or whatever through the neutral zone. They're sitting back there waiting, and then they catch the Preds moving forward, and they go back the other way. So I really think that you just it's a commitment. It's a commitment for everybody, and to play that way, you need everyone on the ice to, you know, to be playing that way. Otherwise, it's not effective. So although they are working hard, I'm not questioning their work ethic, but I think they just have to work together more and be committed to, you know, to their game plan, because right now I just think it's so scattered, and like you guys said, there's so many games where they just don't get to their game quick enough, and all of a sudden the third period they're down a couple goals. They you know what it's like in the dressing room. They're probably like, guys, this is not, you know, I'm sure they say a lot different words than what I'm going to say. But they say, you know, this is unacceptable. We can't play like this. And then they just go out there and work, and then they play the way that they should play at the start of the game. So they're capable of doing it. They just have to, you know, consciously and collectively do it at the start of the hockey game. They got to get a little mad, you know, a little emotion.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason on the line with us, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. See, Mace, you know, a big talking point last year was the mentality of the team and how they needed to improve in that area. And I asked Roman Josi about that yesterday and how that's holding up so far. And he said it's been very up and down so far with the mentality and the way that they've handled things. What have you seen from them from that aspect of it? And how difficult is it to keep your mentality where it needs to be when you're not finding success early in games?
It's tough. It is tough. Like, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I know as a player and watching their post-game media stuff that they're answering the same questions over and over again. And it's, you know, it's getting worse because it's not getting better. So it's kind of like you carry this weight around, and then after the game, you're sitting there, you know, probably after the last game, we're like, oh my God, like it happened again. And then you got to go out and face the music, which obviously as a professional athlete, I'm, you know, happy that all these guys are willing to do that. Some teams, some guys won't face the music, but it weighs on you. It's like, I don't know. Like, I honestly, I don't have the answers. I just know when you're inside that dressing room and you're going through a stretch like this, and every team goes through stretches like this, you know, no matter how good you are, some are maybe a little shorter, but you know, it's tough. And at the end of the day, there's, you know, usually there's a moment or a game that'll snap you out of it. And then you get back to normal and, you know, you rail off a couple wins there, and then it's all in the past. But right now it just seems like, you know, one step forward, two steps back, couple, you know, that kind of thing. And it's frustrating because I'm sure they felt like that after the first Detroit game. I felt they probably felt, all right, you know what, wasn't perfect, but here we go. We're back, you know, we're back. And then they come out and stink up the joint in the first two periods, and it's the same storyline. So it's heavy. It weighs on you a little bit. It's not as fun to come to the rink when, it's going like that. But again, I'm always optimistic about things because I know, you know, before a season, doesn't matter when it happens, if it's at the beginning, in the middle, or the end, there's going to be a stretch like this. So I think if you know that in advance, you can kind of say, all right, well, here it is right now. Maybe it's a good thing that they're going through this early and they've had all the turnover and, you know, Coach Hines is trying to figure out the right chemistry on the other lines and try to get the right feel for it. And, you know, it could be my thought on it. It could be a blessing in disguise that they are going through this now, but still it doesn't matter. You still carry that weight around and it's extremely frustrating as a player.
Well, Chris, is it hard? Because like you said, I mean, everybody goes through bad stretches. Of course, you play in this league long enough, you're going to see probably everything. But in this case, of course, we're talking about, you know, a team results that have kind of been steadily declining since the peak of a couple of years ago. And that, of course, brings more outside speculation from us and anybody else covering this team about, okay, core pieces, trading deadline, you know, is it going to get blown up? All that stuff. Does that make it harder? Not just like losing and the same questions, but even just the speculation about what might be coming down in the near future just because of kind of where this team is relative to the last few years.
Well, I think from my perspective now, I think about that stuff, but as a player, you don't. Like, you know it's out there, and you know every year that, you know, contractually or whatever, you could be one of the guys. But when you're playing, there's so many other things that you're focused on. And at the end of the day, as a player, the most important thing is you just want to go out there and play well. So that stuff is, I'm sure it's, you know, maybe in the very far back of their mind. And it's, you know, not quite that time to think about that stuff. We're nowhere near the trade deadline or anything like that. But, you know, it's everybody knows, right? When your team's in a certain situation at a certain point of the season, decisions have to be made. So I'm sure everybody is aware of it, but I don't think that that's, you know, anything that they're thinking about at this time.
Reds TV analyst Chris Mason has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. See, Mace, great stuff as always, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to join us, and hopefully we'll have a hockey game to talk about tonight.
Yeah, I hope so. Let's fingers crossed. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Chris Mason, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. When we come back, we'll revisit a conversation we had earlier in the show. How much time do the Preds have left to figure things out this season before you have to start looking ahead? We'll discuss that next. Get your reaction as well. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.